Welcome to the KZYX News. I'm Jason Marash. From fires to important committee meetings, the city of Willits went through a lot last week. To further analyze the headlines, I sat down with the editor of the Willits News, Ariel Carmona. Ariel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me here, Jason.
Now, the first thing that you wanted to talk about was this important tourism committee meeting at the city of Willits. What can you tell us about that?
Well, this was the second of on an attempt by city officials to actually put together some signage around town in an effort to drive more tourism and drive more business to the local community shops and merchants.
Now, I understand that has become a very important issue as some people estimate that the loss coming from the Willits bypass could be about 35% in revenues. What exactly are they trying to get those revenues back with this billboard? What exactly is going on there?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Those numbers are not hard. It's important to say that or to detail that they're not hard and concrete numbers yet, but it's kind of like an estimated sales revenue loss of 35%. That's the number that's been being bounced around. And the reason why it's not complete is because they're after the taxes, the merchants and local retailers calculated their taxes at the end of the fiscal year, they're looking for more updated numbers, and those numbers are not yet available. They will become available following the busy summer season.
Where exactly does that number come from if that number is not concrete?
It's been several of the public meetings that myself or our reporters have attended. That's the figure that has been tossed around by city manager Adrian Moore and some of our other local Willits city officials.
So this billboard is going to cost, what, somewhere around $35,000? Where exactly is that going to come from?
Nothing's really like concrete with that yet in terms of funding either. But what I've heard is that, as I understand, it's going to be donations. Some of the funding would be matched by the city. I'm not entirely sure if that comes out of their operating revenue or it comes from other sources. But they have talked about donations.
And what's going to be on that sign?
Anything from promotion of the mom and pop retail shops around the city. Events that are noteworthy, but I think primarily the focus is on giving a little extra help to these businesses that have been hurting.
What businesses are going to be most impacted, do you think?
A number of our gas retailers or industries were affected. I talked to a couple of owners who told me that people were driving up to Laytonville and gassing up there and parts beyond.
Moving on a little bit, I know that you and I and a lot of other media outlets had a very busy week just a week ago covering the Grade Fire just south of Willits and northwest of Redwood Valley. Can you give us an update currently on that right now?
The Great Fire did away or burned 900 acres, and it's fully contained now. I know that there was a number of agencies cooperating on that effort, including the Mendocino Sheriff's Office, CHP, Caltrans, and all our local, some of our local fire agencies, like Little Lake Fire, to name just a few of them. Mm. And so that one has been contained, but it brings up an interesting fact in terms of like fire season is underway, and it's really important for residents to keep that in mind as we move forward into the latter parts of the later months of the summer.
Now, the most amazing thing about that was that with all those fires that were occurring, and you know, the Grade Fire, and then with the Range Fire occurring, and then another small one just in the Ukiah area. It's amazing that no structures or nobody got hurt in that. Can you give us a little insight on, you know, how we got so lucky there?
I think all of them sort of just got a good jump on it, you know, and they went through some training. I know, for example, the Brook Trails and Little Lake Fire have been going through a wildfire training, as well as getting some federal funding to get some gear and equipment. So they're pretty well prepared. Even though Little Lake Fire locally has gone through some transition with the the new fire chief, Chris Wilkes, who used to be the training chief, just got sworn in about a week and a half ago or so. But they didn't miss a beat, even though there's new leadership on that local agency. Their training is so up to date, and the fact that they're able to cooperate with these other agencies really helps out a great deal, I think.
On the subject of fire, Brook Trails Township is going to be having a board of directors meeting about abating properties and getting prepared for wildfire season. What can you tell us about that?
On Tuesday's township director meeting, they have periodic meetings, and so the directors are going to get together to talk about fire abatement. There was a resident that a longtime resident that presented a request to put hazard abatement on their agenda. Specifically, some residents are concerned with the abatement of grass lots within Brook Trails. At this next meeting, or this week's meeting, the board is going to address that topic, which abatement is, the residents stated that it's about 80 out of 130 non-complying lots in the property in the Brook Trails Township, and it would cost about $10,000. Go ahead and abate those properties.
Ariel Carmona, Willits News, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Jason. It's always good to be here.